This is Jeff O'Brien, attorney with the Lohman Abdul Law Firm, with a Minnesota Home Talk Legal Minute. The statute of frauds requires a written agreement signed by the parties which states the purchase price and properly describes the property. However, even if there is no written agreement, but the parties have partially performed the terms of the agreement, such as payment of the purchase price and possession by the purchaser, or if either party acts to their detriment in reliance on the agreement, it may then be enforceable even if it does not satisfy the statute of frauds. In addition to the partial performance doctrine, it is possible that an agreement to sell property may be enforceable even if it does not comply with the statute of frauds as a result of the doctrine of equitable estoppel. There is no case in Minnesota applying the doctrine to a real estate purchase agreement. However, it is possible that it may be applied in an appropriate case. This is Jeff O'Brien, attorney with the Lohman Abdul Law Firm, with a Minnesota Home Talk Legal Minute.